Good afternoon. The Finance Committee yesterday worked or reviewed the financial statements, the bills, where the budget is year-to-date, as you just saw up on the screen, and then also where we are at with drawdown funds from the state. We have exhausted the loans that we have with U.S. Bank, so we're working now on drawdown funds from the state and local sales tax monies to fund expenditures. The Finance Committee also reviewed a matrix of three different proposals for borrowing some money, one by U.S. Bank, the state's Public Finance Authority, and Wells Fargo. At this time, the options provided by Wells Fargo seem to be the most favorable for the city and county to borrow temporary financing to continue with the ongoing work. The Finance Committee authorized Kent Costin, John Chalkley, myself, along with working with Springstead, to work through the requirements with Wells Fargo, and then bring back a firm proposal next month to this board, and then also to the city and the county commissions. The city and the county are the ones who actually borrow the funds, and one of the issues is if we're going to be changing banks, well, U.S. Bank has a lien on our tax revenue, so we would have to borrow enough money to pay off U.S. Bank and then borrow the additional monies that we're going to need for ongoing construction. In the past, we've borrowed those in equal amounts, and we'll probably do the same thing. The one of us would probably borrow the first $100 million to pay off the loan, and then the other one would borrow monies probably in $50 million blocks to finance the CORES project this year and also our ongoing projects.